want?
Why do you keep calling? Why do these people keep calling?
I don't know. Pat and I were just discussing that.
Yeah.
And we came up with no answer.
They called up and, you know, said hello a bunch of times before I went to the spots in the news and ringing the damn thing again. I don't take calls when I'm not on the air. Okay, I'm playing a song or I'm playing commercials or whatever. I don't take calls because I'm doing a talk show and I don't want to talk to you off the air. And you can try to get a hold of me when I'm off the air and the show's done, but I won't take your call then either.
So good luck with that.
Yeah. So I only take calls on the air. So, hey, it's time for HogFanatic.com. Brought to you by Patrick Eads and his great staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike Z Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits. Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Ox Yoke Inn and the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter, and from HogFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
Here we are. It's going to be another scorcher.
The show or the weather?
Both.
Well, we got... No, I'm not gloating.
Yeah, when he says he's not gloating, folks, get ready for some serious gloating.
Okay, we're ready.
We got severe weather in the forecast for today and tomorrow.
For here?
Yes, yeah. And actually most of the Midwest.
We've been fortunate to not have rain for the last, didn't have to be 95 and dew point in the 800s, but at least we haven't had rain.
Well, our dew point right now is 74.
I know, it's miserable.
Oh, yeah. And it's 82 degrees.
And it feels like 95, 100 yeah. already. No, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not.
But when's the last time we had rain? What, today's Wednesday? Was it Sunday? And a little, did we have a little on Monday? So we've had almost three straight dry days, which is good. We needed it.
Well, supposedly these things could be severe. We're at on a scale of 0 to 5. We're at a 3, enhanced risk of severe weather, including hail, strong winds, and good possibility of tornadoes in places. And when I say that, it might not hit Iowa City. It might hit Cedar Rapids.
Well, something's going to hit us. It just may not be as horrific as you make it sound like it could be.
Well, I don't know that.
Yeah, we're going to have. It looks like we're going to have a storm. Sounds like we're going to have a summer storm.
Have a good old fashioned storm.
Good old fashioned summer storm, and God save everybody is what I say.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So yeah.
We'll be on top of it. Mace and Corey and them will be on top of it.
Yeah, them and the snack from Channel 7.
Yeah.
Of course, Molly.
So when is this? When is it supposed to hit?
Tommy. The last time I looked at the radar, it was going to hit around 10:30. But
this morning?
But I haven't looked. I haven't looked yet.
God, if I'm...
This morning?
Yeah, this morning.
If I get hail damage out here...
The most severe stuff will be this afternoon, but let me move in.
Good.
Okay, now they've moved it. So the first time we're seeing
it postponed
is right before 11.
The storm has decided to.
No, it's, I mean.
Well, if we look and we may have to end a little early if it looks like there's just. Well,
he's got to end right at 10:30 anyway.
Well, maybe.
Here's what it looks like at 11:45.
It looks like a child's coloring book.
Yeah, so that's what it looks like.
And it'll be coming from this direction, right? Over out that window.
Yeah, west.
Yes. Coming from west.
Well, I'll just keep an eye on it during the show, and if it looks like there's massive
so it storm should be front at coming. Des Moines right now, then, or Des Moines-ish.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually coming from, it's going southeast.
So it's coming from the northwest?
No, it's coming from the south. But yeah, it's
so then
be
it's
around
moving north.
Let me go to Des Moines right now. Oh, and yeah, at Des Moines, it's just covered. It's just approaching Des Moines.
Uh huh.
So right
from
now.
From the south.
Yes.
So okay, so this is moving up, not across.
It will hit right. Des Moines about 10:15, 10:30.
And it's a wide enough storm to where, as it moves up, we're going to be a part of it. Okay, instead of one
and
that's
just... goes from Wisconsin into Kansas.
All right.
So.
Well, 'tis the season, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, and the last one we just had was just rain. A lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
There was, but there, that was it, yeah. But again, though, don't you think it's key, the fact we haven't had rain the last two?
Yeah.
I think that has given the ground.
People really like that you're wearing a 99-plus shirt.
Yeah. It's not itchy.
Yeah.
Washed it a few times. It's a little softer than the other, a little softer material than some of the other ones I got from you guys.
Yeah.
Some of those black ones are just like wearing sandpaper.
Have you ever tried to wear sandpaper? It's
I've never.
No. Like wearing burlap.
Whatever.
All right. Hawks. Are we going to do you want to continue with the weather?
No. Well, no, I do have a. That's it. I do. Well, let's take this call.
This call, she's probably frantic over the weather now.
Hello.
Mr. Suter.
Yes.
I really love the show.
Okay.
But I cannot take the ice in your water bottle. I'm going to have to quit listening.
There's no ice.
Well, what is that tinkling all the time?
It's, I don't know. Maybe putting the top back on this? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
put it. In, so I won't put the top back on.
Thank you.
Okay. Jesus.
But don't spill it. No, you put the top back.
Jeez. Actually, I don't. I really don't want to. I should probably even throw the top away.
What then? Why would you do that? What if a bug gets in there?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Don't worry about the callers or the listeners.
No, that's a legit. I think that's a legit. Complaint.
I got headphones on and they're turned up way loud, okay? And I got hearing aids that also amplify it. And it never
bothered you?
Never bothered me.
Okay. But, you know, those are the kind of little details, you know, that makes live radio so great. Like everyone's sitting out there smiling and saying, yeah, you got Suter to knock that crap off.
God, I got another call from, like, the health exchange. We're not selling anything. We're not getting you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what do you want? And then she rambles on. And I'm like, ugh. It's like the third time they've called in like the last couple of weeks. They're ultimately selling something.
Well, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and I do all my stuff like that through Tiffany.
Doesn't your phone say spam?
No, this one looked like something. Sometimes it does. This one looked legitimate, but because it was local but. I just said, I do all my stuff. I have a person that does all this stuff for me. She's like, well, we're not trying to sell you anything. We're just trying to. I'm like, I got to go. I told her I was on the air, and she said, well, this won't take long.
Well, yeah, it will. You're gone.
Yeah, so I just hung up. And again, that's why Tiffany Rao does all that stuff for me. You know, you do it, you know, and I don't know if there was anything going on seriously, I would probably hear from her. And I see she's got a new commercial.
Yeah, she came in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, new commercial. Yeah.
I thought Tiff was pretty cool.
Put your mic up a little bit.
Oh.
Okay, now, why does Suter have to leave at 10:30 today?
Why does, because...
It's kind of a cool story. Okay, a couple weeks ago, I got a call out of the clear blue sky from a gentleman named Randy Christensen. He said, are you Tom Suter? I said, yes, thinking, oh, God, this isn't going to be good. He said, and was your dad Bud Suter? And I said, yes. He said, well, my name's Randy Christensen. My dad played for, your dad coached my dad at Mason City High School when they won the state championship in 1946. I go, okay, great. He said, well, a team was... inducted into the Iowa High School Baseball Hall of Fame last year, and we have a plaque to get to you for your father. And I said, well, that's great. So I'm going to meet him at the Hilltop today at 11 o'clock. Hilltop, because he and the owner of the Hilltop, Linda, and Mike Gatens' wife graduated from the same high school, Charles City, in 1971.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to meet him at 11 o'clock, and pretty neat.
There you go.
So my father's earning plaques 80 years after the fact, which is cool.
That's pretty neat.
It is neat.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to go pick it up.
You going to eat lunch there?
Yeah, I would think.
I like the Hilltop. I haven't been there for a while, but
it's good food.
Yeah.
My favorite is every other Friday they have hot roast beef sandwiches. Yeah, oh, my they are God, good. Those are so good.
Their fries are good, too. Actually, Linda, she's advertised with us at times before over the years. But, yeah, no, that's just a good Iowa City traditional hangout, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Unique to the city itself and what have you. Decent, good, convenient parking.
Oh, good food. Yeah. They got good
and
burgers.
Good food, good
they
burgers. Good
they
burgers.
Do. No, their food's very good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. Yeah, and it's so, well, yeah, no, that's cool.
But yeah, so I'll be picking up a plaque.
What are you gonna get? You gonna get one of those hot beef sandwiches?
I think they. I don't believe it's on their general menu.
Oh, so they okay.
That's like every other Friday.
Kind of like Shakespeare's with tacos on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna get? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe they have good BLTs.
They do. I've had their BLT before. It's good.
I don't know. We'll see. See what I'm in the mood for. I imagine their tenderloins are good.
Panera has this new BLT breakfast sandwich. I don't here we are promoting a company that's never advertised with either one of us. But it, you know, but yeah. And when I ordered, I figured they'd serve it on the little bread. It comes on one of these big, massive everything bagels.
Yeah.
This thing was massive. Now it was with a tip. It was almost $10.
Yeah.
It was like $8-$9. But
so
it
what
was? It was pretty good. I mean, it had bacon. It had tomato. Had a few other, you know, some green leafy Panera type stuff for, you know, the trendy. Yeah. It had, but it was actually pretty good. And the size of the bagel, I mean, I was full.
Yeah.
I mean, I was full until dinner. And it was, I actually thought about you, Suter, because I'm like, because I know you're always talking about BLTs. I'm like, yeah. I wonder what Suter would think of this thing because it's new. They just put it out about a month ago. And I've had it once and I was, because to me, a lot of those breakfast sandwiches are eh. You know, they're kind of eh. Shakespeare's has a good one.
I can't.
Oh yeah, you don't like eggs. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge egg fan, but when I'm in the mood for them, I can love a good egg sandwich.
The gal down the street from us raises chickens, and we're helping her. She's going to be leaving town for a little while, and we're helping her. We'll feed the chickens and her cat.
That neighborhood just seems so unique.
But she gave us a dozen eggs the other day, and they're delicious.
That neighborhood seems
so
a little out of place.
So you're going to be feeding the chickens?
Yes.
Is Wopsy going to be involved?
No. No.
I think somehow you need to try to get them to bond.
Oh, my God.
What would Wopsy do with chickens?
My guess is she'd go after them.
You know, the baby raccoon, the mother and the three babies were in the yard this morning before I came to work.
God, it's like your daycare.
On the deck and on a deck. And so I went, there was no food because the other raccoon ate the food. So I went out there to eat the food. Well, the mother and the baby raccoons, they backed up toward the edge of the deck. But just two of them backed up. One of them came right up to me.
Did you touch it?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I petted it on the head.
Really?
Yeah.
This was a raccoon?
Yeah.
It's a little teeny baby raccoon.
There might be some cooties type.
I washed
critters.
My hands afterward.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
Hey, what exactly were cooties, okay, back in the day? I mean,
bugs.
What
I
did
guess?
We think they were?
No, that's when you were. Attacking one of your classmates, you'd say they had cooties.
Yes, but what were the cooties?
I don't know. When you
microscopic.
I guess. Like bed bugs.
Yeah, something like that. It were.
Yeah. Only these were
cooties.
Microscopic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was often guys telling girls and girls telling guys, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was usually the attack plan.
Oh, no, it wasn't good.
No, it was not good. Yeah. But
no.
Nor were jungle gyms on cement.
Oh, my
on
God.
On cement. Remember? Yeah.
Rusted and then steel the jungle and the, gyms.
And the thing that would spin, and yeah. you'd have a bar.
The merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round just made out of rusty copper and metal that breaks and jagged edges everywhere. They were trying to kill us in the 70s, don't you think?
Yeah, well, in the 50s and 60s.
Well, I mean, the worst was the slide.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would just be molten hot
yeah,
lava.
Yeah, you'd get fourth-degree burns before you even tried to do it.
Yeah.
And then the slide itself, lots of times there was like a little cement landing for you down there. Like, yeah. hey, let's carve out a little yeah, bit of cement
the
here.
But then the kids are just pusses.
Yeah, really. We had
this is all plastic and
cushioned.
Yeah.
A lot of plastic now. You know, a lot of sensible yeah. stuff now. But I do remember those gray jungle gyms, they called them. And they were always built not on grass. They were built on cement.
Yeah.
So when you did fall, it was head injuries, you know, serious elbow injuries. It was not good.
My first car was that I bought myself that I wasn't given by the family was a Pinto.
Uh-huh.
And
we had a Vega.
The dashboard was solid steel. And it was at a sharp edge on the top of the damn thing.
Yeah, we had a Vega. They were similar to a Pinto, weren't they?
I had an Aster. It's the same
thing.
And
we had a Tempest. I remember we had a 1963 Tempest when I was really young. That was actually a good car.
That's what we had.
I remember it lasted for a while.
That was a Pontiac?
Yeah, Pontiac Tempest. Yeah. And it had the gear shift on the dash.
My dad would go down.
I loved that.
My dad's brother was a general manager of Sumner Ramsey, and my dad would go down and buy a car and act like he got this great deal. My mom would look at the paperwork and roll her eyes like, God, you know. He got, like, you know, a little deal, but it was always funny. My dad thought he gave him good deals, but not as good as dad thought.
He got this car, and it didn't have air conditioning, this Tempest.
I don't think ours did either.
And it didn't have a radio.
Well, how many cars had air conditioning in the early, late 50s, early 60s?
I don't know.
Your exotic ones.
Yeah. Not many, though, right?
No, Chrysler Imperials 60, and your Cadillacs.
A 63 Tempest was not exotic in 1963,
no.
even.
No.
It was just your basic.
But I do remember that little gear shift on the on the dash.
Air conditioning was rolling down your windows.
Yes, yeah. And I remember the gear shift up on steering wheel. Remember those ones? We had a lot of those.
But, three on the tree?
Yep. So. Yeah.
Four on the floor. Yeah.
And then when he got older, my dad, it was either Honda Accords or Toyota Camrys. He, you know, and I'd always tease him about America First.
My dad had a Lincoln Continental that later became a summer fun car.
Yes, it did.
On to the Hawks. We're 25 minutes in. We haven't talked Hawks at all, Captain.
Talk the Hawks.
Got flirted with sports.
No
briefly.
Show on Friday. I mean, Caitlin making last second shots and people fighting over her. Isn't life is glorious?
Yeah, she was crap the game before, and now
she was crap 15 2 minutes before, 1 minute before when she missed free throws.
Yeah,
but I don't. But was the key thing? I don't worry about stuff like that. But yeah, she did miss. I'm worried more about her getting shots. And the best thing about this game the other day is she was in rhythm as a shooter on those 3-point shots, because that's what it is, guys. Regardless of how great you are, a lot of these games she's being disrupted. Sometimes she does it herself. She's not rising up vertically and doing, you know, elbow in, bend the knees. It's all muscle memory. The very first three she took the other day, as somebody who used to shoot a lot of threes, I remember saying, wow, that was in rhythm. She had space. She was comfortable, and boom. And same thing on that. It helped that she was wide open. But that was still a 31-foot shot. But if she was in rhythm and it looked good from the moment it left her hands. A lot of these threes she's take, when the moment she shoots, I'm like, that's not going in.
No.
There weren't many of those the other night. That, to me, was the key part. And and they also needed to, that team's not very good. They needed to beat that team, and they did.
And they did. And what a great pass from Sophie Cunningham.
It sure was.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean.
What a terrible defensive play by Cody McMahon.
Yeah, it looked like the Fever guarding the Fever there for a minute. So, but no, it was good. It's just this is, you got to ride this thing out. They're 6-5 now. The thing is, though, they got to get some consistency going. Who do they play next?
Chicago Sky, and they're not good.
They're not very good.
No.
And is it home or in Chicago?
It is home.
Okay. They need to win that game convincingly.
Yes, they do. And it's, the bad news, Pat, is it's on Prime.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I've learned to live without Caitlin. Andy Griffith and Rockford, no. But Caitlin, right now, I can live without
her. They got all the shows on Prime.
But
Andy
Griffith. I've got all the shows right there on the second shelf of my bookshelf in my office.
You don't.
I never use them. I never turn them on.
I got all the Law and Order shows. I told Souter, there's a channel that all it shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is Law and Order. It's the Law and Order channel.
Does it have commercials?
Yeah.
So you could watch DVDs.
But not many commercials.
Without commercials.
Yes.
And you choose
yes.
to watch shows with commercials.
I haven't watched a DVD.
Well, okay. In all fairness to me, who's got a new knee, Souter.
Congratulations.
What about fairness to me?
I have to get up and put the DVD in the player.
It's a pain in the ass. That's my excuse why I don't do it.
Christ.
I could watch every Andy Griffith with
You're
Barney
talking
Fife
about the kids being pussies?
Commercial free, and yet I choose to watch them on Sundance and Bounce instead. And they're right there. I'm staring at all six of them with the first six scenes. Same with I have every Rockford file, too, and I still choose to watch it on TV.
And I pay extra money to some of these streamers to not watch any commercials. So there is a different mindset going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I mean, commercials are annoying, but I've learned to live with
them. Okay, but they only do this. Law and Order channel only does like max two sets of commercials, and they're not very long. So the shows only last like 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah, what about the Zen moments on YouTube? Zen.
I hate that.
I like those.
Yeah, what do you soul search?
Zebras and butterflies.
Dandelions. And I mean,
I hate, no.
What's the point?
Yeah.
I'd rather see a commercial.
Yeah,
the Zen.
Than Zen.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had the one where it's like a bird sitting on top of a branch, yeah, and they show it for like 45 seconds. Then
kind of bird?
I can't. Like a hummingbird, I think. And you know the War Channel?
Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, they have great stuff on there. And the problem is, I swear to God, it's 40 minutes of Zen, and we'll be right back in 20 minutes of it's. You'll be watching it, it doesn't go to a commercial. It goes to this.
Because they can't sell it.
And it just goes to where sometimes it'll be 2-3 minutes where they play this depressing music in the back, and they show like some graphic of a war, and then eventually it comes back. So that's all just dead advertising.
Yeah, they can't sell
it. No, exactly.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So
okay. Well, on
and
to
maybe
the
they don't have quite enough programming too.
Okay.
They should have plenty.
But man, if you're into that type of stuff, there's some really. I mean, they did this thing World War II in color.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Some of the footage. I mean, just and you know they did this thing on the Battle of the Bulge a while back, and a lot of it was converted to color. It was wild watching it.
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
No, and they're really. I'm not as into those as, and a lot of them I've seen before. You know, I'll start watching. Oh, I've seen this or whatever, but no.
My uncle was in the Battle of the Bulge, so
really,
I have always been very interested in that. He earned the, I can't remember either
the Gold Star, Bronze Star,
or the Silver Star. I cannot remember.
I remember watching the movie The Battle of the Bulge as a kid, watching it with my dad. Who was in that? That wasn't John Wayne, was it? Battle of the Bulge. Mm. That was a pretty popular movie, wasn't it?
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
Things
okay, maybe
are getting pretty loud here, Bill.
I thought the Battle of the Bulge was a somewhat successful movie in like the early 70s.
Battle of the Bulge.
It might have been
movie.
Like Midway. You remember Midway, didn't you?
65.
Oh, 65. It was that long ago. Okay.
Yeah, Henry Fonda.
That's right.
Robert Shaw. and Robert Ryan.
Okay.
Charles Bronson was in it. Telly Savalas.
So all the actors that were under contract.
Yeah.
Okay. I was probably 6 or 7 when I watched that. Probably in the late 60s. Or
I'm sure I watched it.
That's just one of the war movies I remember as a kid.
What is considered the greatest war movie ever made?
Stripes.
according to surveys, Saving Private Ryan.
It was awfully good.
What about Stripes?
No, Stripes is not.
Is that a war movie?
Dun, no. Dun,
Saving Private Ryan was good. Now, I'm kind of more down that Vietnam echo chamber. Three of my favorite movies are Platoon, Apocalypse Now, and The Deer Hunter.
Well,
but
Apocalypse Now is like an also-ran, it says.
But, I mean, Platoon, oddly enough, I woke up the other day at like 6 in the morning. It was on. Can you imagine getting up and watching Platoon at 6 in the morning?
No,
on like it was the strangest thing, and I started watching it.
I just don't watch those.
You would not like. Have you seen Platoon, Suter?
Yes.
You would not.
I've seen all of these probably once.
I mean, Platoon came out 40 years ago.
The only war movie was The Longest Day.
Yeah. And it was a long movie.
Yeah.
Platoon came out 40 years ago this summer, I believe, 1986. Yeah. You believe that?
Yeah. So The Longest Day on TV. Yeah. When I was.
But the beauty of Platoon, I don't know if that's the right word, is it really did a great job of just showing the stress and the tear that all those troops were under there. Just the division. It was just, I mean, it was.
Wasn't Vincent D'Onofrio?
It was Charlie Sheen. Tom Berenger played Barnes, the nutty lieutenant, and then Willem Dafoe played his rival. And then John McGinley, you know who he is.
Yeah.
It was one of his first movies. He was in it. And,
D'Onofrio was, maybe he was in Private Ryan.
Well, I'll tell you guys, there's a good one out right now. I've told you a little bit about it, called Pressure. It's a terrific movie.
Is that the one with Brendan Fraser playing?
Yes.
I just want to see Brendan Fraser playing Dwight Eisenhower.
And he's terrific.
I'll watch that.
That when it goes down to $6.
Will it ever be on YouTube?
Sure.
Yeah, eventually.
It goes on YouTube. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Well, it might.
Might be a couple of years. But,
you can buy movies on YouTube.
It'll be my reason.
I think Pat's thinking free.
Free. I'm thinking free, Captain. That'll be my reason to keep living, waiting for that movie to come on YouTube.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've seen a lot worse, I promise you.
Oh, I'm sure I probably have.
Really good.
I'll watch it when it goes on Amazon down to
$6.99.
Yeah,
or $5.99.
How much is it now?
It's 20.
Your freedom's not worth 20 bucks.
Huh?
Your freedom's not worth 20 bucks.
Well, you can go to the theater and watch it for less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
then you have to go to the theater.
I like going to the
theater. Oh, I don't,
having popcorn. And
I went to the theater once with my dad, and it was Blazing Saddles. he took us to Blazing Saddles, I would have been like 12.
How many times have you been to a movie theater?
Oh, over in my life, at least. I haven't been to one in over 20 years.
Okay.
I think the last thing I went and saw was maybe Alien versus Predator with like my nephew years ago.
Wow.
I took him, but the last time I went might have, I don't, oh God, it's hard to.
We went to see, the last time we
hard
went
to think.
Was the Warner movie.
Seabiscuit, whenever it came out, like 2003, I remember seeing that up in Clear Lake.
Yeah.
And that was a good movie. I didn't think it was going to be, but you've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah.
No, Seabiscuit was a good movie. So
23 years ago.
God, it was it came out 23 years ago. Crazy. So.
And I went to one last week, so.
What was it?
Pressure.
Oh, Pressure.
Yeah.
You saw it at the theater?
Yeah.
At Sycamore?
No, it was a film scene.
Oh, okay. But no, I've been told Brendan Fraser is good as
fantastic.
He looks a lot bigger than Dwight was, like thicker.
Perhaps
because Dwight was not that big of a dude,
but he's got the feel of the character down.
Yeah, and I've seen not a ton of footage of Dwight Eisenhower. I mean, he was a little before my time, and but no, it'll be interesting to see because that was about D-Day, right?
Yes,
and fighting the weather and the weather
deciding whether to go.
I mean, the weather was a
go.
Much bigger factor than people realize until you start studying D-Day.
Yeah.
No, it was they were worried they were going to be washed away.
If they had gone,
if they had gone
when it was originally scheduled,
and they would have,
been washed
away.
Yeah,
no, I remember we studied D-Day a lot in high school history and stuff like that.
Yeah, we did,
which
too.
I'm sure everybody did. Yeah. So, okay, now we'll go on to the Hawks.
Hawks.
We can talk college sports, I guess. the thing with Brendan Sorsby is I wrote something yesterday predicting that he's not going to play this fall.
And he's gambling, right?
Yeah, I'll be stunned if he plays this fall. I mean, at some point, because this is only going to get worse. I mean, the resistance, the fight back, conferences now are saying we're not going to schedule Texas Tech.
What was he betting on?
On
their games?
Well, when he played at Indiana, he bet 40 times on Indiana, even when he was redshirting. He's bet over $90,000. He wagered over $90,000, and he admitted to having an addiction. He went and he was in rehab, and that's. I hope he gets fixed. My issues, guys, is the way others were treated, and how can just one judge file an injunction that basically brings the college sports to its knees? There's got to be resistance to this, and I think you're seeing it. Conference are saying we're not going to schedule Texas Tech tour. I think at some point the people close to Sorsby are going to be like, Brendan, this ain't worth it. I mean, and it should be Texas Tech. I mean, Texas Tech to me is kind of holding their athletic department at hostage for one guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know as far as if he doesn't play this fall, I don't know how he could earn all his NIL money, which is somewhere between $4 and $6 million, but I guarantee he'll sue to get his NIL money probably, even if they don't let him play. The whole thing's just a mess. But the problem is there were guys like Noah Shannon who bet one time, had their career, they just
and so, not on their team.
And he bet on the Iowa women. He admitted it. He told us what he did, and he was lost for the season. They let him come back to practice. Gone. His career was over. And now, because of one judge, we're in this situation. It's just wacky. It's just a mess. And I'm hoping eventually, cooler heads, logic, and the people around Sorsby, which should be Texas Tech officials, hey, this ain't worth it. We can't do this. Because, again, I mean, Nebraska and Georgia both came out individually saying, we're not going to play Texas Tech in anything. And now the Big Ten has said that they're discussing not playing Texas Tech in any sports at all. So, I mean, what is
so the, why Texas Tech? Why are they being...
Because that's where he plays.
Yes, then he's the one who did it. He's the one who did the bets.
But Texas Tech's the one that's allowing it. I mean, they're allowing it. They appeal to the NCAA. Texas Tech could easily say we're not doing this. And for right now, they're not. But all I'm saying and what I wrote is I believe that eventually Sorsby's people will say this isn't worth it. You know, thanks, Judge, appreciate it, but it's just not worth tearing this athletic department apart, because that's what's happening. But I could be wrong, but there's a lot of time between now and the time practice starts. I mean, it may feel like late July, early August, but we're in early June, guys, still. It's June 10th. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of time for just this vitriol and resistance and hate to keep building and building, and I just can't imagine Texas Tech. And then, okay, let's say he comes out, and let's say all of a sudden he throws two interceptions in the first quarter of a game. What do you think people are going to start thinking? Fair or not? They're going to start. It's just a mess. And I get it. He's trying to get his money now. He's making more guaranteed money here in college than he would have in the NFL. I think he's got a chance to play in the NFL, but this gambling stuff's not going to help his cause.
He bet on his own team 40-plus times. Why does he get to keep playing?
Well, because a judge filed an injunction. What his lawyer is arguing is that it's the NCAA is obligated to, since he's got a mental health issue and an addiction, the NCAA is obligated to support him rather than punish him. That's the argument that his lawyer made, and the judge bought it. I want him to get all the help he can get, but you can't just throw rules and guardrails and double standards aside just for this one kid. You can't do that.
No.
But no, they think that the NCAA is obligated to protect and nurture him and rather than punish him, and it's madness.
That doesn't make sense to me, but...
No, it's wacky. So there you go. What do you think, Captain?
I think it's a bunch of crap. You know, the guy did it, and that's... You know.
Well, he even had other people do bets for him.
But he had...
He's obviously got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a problem, and he's dealing with the problem, and he's getting... And my guess is, I wonder...
It's up to him to deal with it. It's not up to the...
Yeah, and I just think...
Anybody else to deal with
it. To be honest with you, guys, I'm surprised. I haven't updated my phone or anything recently. To me, this is going to be one of the... Where all of a sudden, Sorsby said he's not going to pursue this anymore. He's not going to play. That's what I think will happen, and I think it's the only reasonable way to get through this, because I just could not imagine what the season would be like with him playing this fall.
Texas Tech gives him his NIL and get the hell out.
Or at least half of it, maybe.
Nobody else is going to hire you.
Oh, no, he's not going to. Nobody. I mean, he's damaged goods. Fair or not, he is damaged goods.
Well,
And I think he could really help his cause down the road if he did stand up and say, man, this isn't worth it. I deserve punishment. Thank you, Texas Tech. I'm going to go try to prepare for the NFL and make sure my mind. That's what he should do.
Yeah, but he's got
a lot of money telling him not to do
it. A lawyer saying, no, here's what we're going to do.
There's no guarantee you're going to play in the NFL. You need to get your money while you can. I get it. I get that side of it. And that's probably what's.
I understand drug addictions and I, you know, things like that, you know. Alcoholism, I get that and everything. Some things and I'm not saying there isn't any gambling addiction, because obviously there is, but I don't understand.
I've never bought the sex addiction thing.
No. Well, you got masturbation.
All right.
Please. Well, I mean,
we're actually on the Hawks right now. This is part of the Hawk discussion. And for some reason, this station is fascinated with masturbation.
I don't know this.
Reporting it, joking about it.
There's ways to do it when you attack someone Tommy and you go to court and you say, well, you're a sex addict. Well, you know, that doesn't mean, okay, you want the endorphins and everything from, from the act, but doesn't mean you have to attack anybody or rape anybody.
No, I don't think it's a good excuse. I agree with you there.
Hello.
Yeah,
okay.
Why don't we take a break? And we'll be right back.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertin and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertinandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to BigDogTech.net, that's BigDogTEK.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Once upon a time in the land of the Hawkeyes, a business grew. A business that would become synonymous with real estate. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. When you're buying or selling your home, you'll need title and settlement services. Consider the Hawkeye Title and Settlement Team. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental Team provide superior care for your entire family.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years. And it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors, together we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
You hungry? The Oxyokin Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of desserts, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. You'll always leave happy at the Oxyokin in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyokin.
The next KCJJ radio auction happens this Friday morning beginning at 6. For a list of items, see our website at 1630kcjj.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report on inflation shows prices are at their highest level in 3 years and 4.2% higher than last year, driven mostly by the war in Iran. Bankrate Stephen Kate says the Fed may need to raise interest rates if inflation continues to go up.
The Fed needs to take inflation seriously. We obviously had very good jobs numbers come out last Friday. We've had 3 straight months of positive payrolls growth. That's the first time in a year. And that's something that puts the balance of risk squarely on inflation. If the Fed doesn't take inflation seriously, expectations of, again, continuing rising inflation is going to be something that gets baked in.
Renewed strikes between the U.S. and Iran overnight. Bill Gates on Capitol Hill telling lawmakers what he knew about Jeffrey Epstein. His opening statement, he says he never victimized anyone and that meeting with Epstein was a grave error in judgment. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
And meteorologist Brandon Bormans, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, very warm and humid, with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely during the afternoon. High temps in the lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms continue tonight. Low temps in the mid to upper 60s. A wet day on Thursday, not as hot, high temperatures in the mid 80s. That's your latest forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
If the weather becomes, serious, if we get the warnings out, of course, we will break into programming and carry coverage from Severe Studios, from Corey and Mace, and Channel 7. KWWL, and of course here as well. So we will keep you posted.
So, we will.
Yes.
So, or more specifically, Molly and Tommy and yes. Hunter, maybe you. Maybe.
Yeah.
Won't be me. I'm not a weather man. I don't have your background.
Yeah.
I just looked south. It still looks safe for now.
Okay.
Yeah, you said 10:30 is when the hell starts.
Well,
I just
but
want to
it's
make
not.
Sure
it's not 10:30. It's only
no. I know, but you could at least see.
10.
You could at least see it coming. Like what was that movie Independence Day? You saw the big UFO right there. That's what this weather's like.
Well,
it's
sometimes,
coming.
Boy, you can see fronts move in like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this one it's... I still. I mean, you do see clouds to the south now, but you can't tell if it's anything threatening.
See those shelf clouds come in?
Oh,
and say,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I love you. Look at radar.
So now you're saying about 11 o'clock, right? We're a little over an hour.
I don't know. Let me look at radar. Looking at radar.
So are we getting any reports about Lamoni and, cities down south that are getting hit by it so we could kind of get an idea? I mean, I'm sure that's...
It still says 11. It starts at 11.
So it's obviously started somewhere else. Are we, like, again, are we getting anything from down south?
Well,
like
you would think so.
Well, yeah, right now...
Like, what's going on in Lamoni? You been to Lamoni, Shooter?
I don't believe so.
I think I have.
I've certainly heard about Lamoni from various broadcasts and
have
stuff,
you,
but
been
I don't
to Lenox?
I've ever been there.
I went to what do you call them? A rodeo. I went to a rodeo at Lenox.
Well, Lamoni's not on this map.
How about Osceola?
I've been to Osceola.
Right now, it's at Ottumwa. Centerville.
When you say it's there, what's going on there? I mean, do we
storm?
So, are we getting any reports of
death?
Are we getting any? Yes, we need details of the horror that's about to be unleashed on us.
Or is it just a storm?
We want details, don't we? We want specifics.
Looks just like a thunderstorm.
So there's no tornadoes or anything right now.
No.
Okay. How about hail?
Well, that's good. We don't want any of that.
And gravity. You know what I don't want is roofers knocking on my door. Remember, that was a weird 3 or 4 weeks after those hailstorms.
Yeah.
They've gone away. A lot of them were roofers from, one was from a business from Colorado.
No, it's
that was
ridiculous.
Here. They saw that we had hail and they came in and they were
that's
all over.
That's what they the do. Place.
That's what they do. They swarm.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so hopefully no tornadoes. So. Ottumwa, what is that, about 80 miles from here?
Yeah. Yeah, to the southwest.
So I assume Burlington's probably getting hit too, isn't it?
Well, that's farther east.
Yeah, it hasn't as yet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So is it width-wise? How is it? So it's wide enough that it covers all of from Des Moines to Iowa City. That's a pretty big storm.
Yeah, it covers from Des Moines to Iowa City to Kansas. It's a big storm.
No, so it almost goes across the whole state.
Yeah,
almost.
It goes north too. It's going to be in Wisconsin.
It'd be nice if it came through here and lowered the weather a little bit, but that ain't happening.
It's going to.
Oh, it did say it was going to be in the mid-80s.
Tomorrow, 84 with storms, and again, possibility of severe, but then low 80s Friday, okay. Mid-80s Saturday, and then mid-70s for Sunday.
Oh, my God, that'll feel like heaven on earth.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was walking...
Well, the dew point's going to dump into tomorrow.
When I was walking yesterday, I was like, this is ridiculous. What am I doing?
What do you think the dew point is right now?
76.
75.
75.
Ah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hunter, cut that check, buddy.
Because you just said it was 72 about 45 minutes ago.
It's 84 right now.
And it was 82.
Here at the station.
And it was 82 just about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
So, back to the Hawks.
Back to the Hawks. Let's see.
The day three of summer workouts. What are you hearing, Captain?
It's really hot out there.
Well, they're inside the air-conditioned gym. What are you hearing about the...
They're really cool and comfortable.
They're living the good life.
Yeah.
Well, they've showed some pictures, and they've got McKeever. Man, he is every bit 7'3".
McKenna Velichko gets here tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You're going to be at the airport to greet her?
I am. McKenna, welcome.
You think there will be people at the airport to greet her besides Iowa?
No.
Let's hope not. I hope.
No.
Well, why would...
Fans in the media, they're to greet her. Would you be surprised if I went up there to greet her? Big Hawk fanatic.
Yeah, I would.
Big Hawk fanatic flag.
Yes, I really would.
But yeah, no, this is a summer workouts are way more, it seems like way more advanced than they were when I started covering Iowa sports back in the early 90s.
Way more.
Lots of times guys went home for the summer, you know, but those days are long gone.
So I know what... One of the things that came out of the women's anyway last year was that chit chat was so good.
Yeah. And again, we'll get some access. We'll have at least probably one or two opportunities for both the men and women. They'll make media accessibility. It's going to be later this month and in July. And we'll get one or two. Though I think they'll make some football players also available, which they usually do in late June and mid-July. Because in July is when basically everything Hawkeye football shuts down. Remember, that's when the coaches take their vacations because they're still doing a lot of recruiting. They just had a big recruiting weekend this past week. And they got
a couple kids.
You got a defensive lineman. Typical, your classic Iowa football recruits under Kirk. You know, both of them were.
6'5", 300-pounder.
With decent offers, but not great offers.
No.
And then the other one, his offers were from a few schools I didn't even know had football.
The safety?
Yeah. But Iowa sees something in him, so I don't question anything. If Phil Parker believes in the guy, then hey, he passes my.
And what was his name? Jonathan.
Jonathan
Harris
I believe. Yeah. Jonathan Harris, and he's from a really Brother Rice High School in Chicago.
Yeah.
They won the state title. He's got good length. Tom Lemming spoke highly of him and spoke highly of both of them. So again, I don't question Iowa talent evaluations because more times than not, they hit it right, especially with defensive backs.
They sure seem to, don't they?
I mean, they make some mistakes, but everyone does. But for the most part, I think they've earned our faith and, you know, no reason to doubt. I mean, who am I going to be doubting? Well, what is Phil Parker thinking? Look at this guy's offer list.
What does he know?
Media hack. So, yeah, you'll see. He does, though. He does have good length, and he's a two-time state qualifier in wrestling, which is really unusual for a, you know, kind of a tall, rangy defensive back. So that means he's got some good strength, good leverage. So, no, again, I say, hey, I don't really – yeah, would it be exciting? Oh, man, you see the guy they picked Iowa over Alabama, and that would be exciting for those moments. But that's it. Once that little thrill of beating a blue blood's over, it's, you know, life returns to normal.
Well, and when they get guys that wrestled in high school frequently, it's a good sign for linemen and stuff, but usually you don't hear it that much for safeties.
Especially defensive back.
Yeah.
Especially a tall, rangy defensive back. Yeah. And I think this kid could play either position, so we'll see. So, yeah, and they had that wide receiver from Illinois who ran like a 10-100-meter state champion. And I didn't realize, but Rob had done a story on him a couple of weeks ago. I think his last name's Conkey, K-O-N-K-E-Y.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I mean his track times are incredible. I mean he's really fast. So I know June's a big recruiting period for football, and it'll be interesting to see what comes. They've got 11 players now, I believe, in the 2027 class. 3 defensive linemen. They got a quarterback, and that quarterback, that Braden Santibanez, he visited and spoke. You know, he glowed about his visit and everything. So, but again, there's. I'd say, what are the odds of Braden, and no knock on him, I'm just, he's the guy. What are the odds of Braden Santibanez playing a game for Iowa? Starting a game for Iowa?
Why, who knows?
It's so hard to say now because so much can happen with the portal, and just, it's like, again, it's almost like semester to semester, even more so than year to year. And so, again, I don't really get overly consumed by a high school kid quarterback committing. Like in the old days, it was huge news in the old days. Now it's not, because so often you don't ever see them.
No, and it's people just ain't staying put anymore. I'll tell you what,
it'd be really cool if this kid came in redshirted and was a 4-year starter. That would be great. I'd love, but the odds of that are just not great. It just doesn't happen much anymore.
No,
so we shall see. It's funny, Iowa football put out a video on Twitter. They showed them they were playing paintball over at Kinnick Stadium. And, you know, they had all the protective goggles and everything, but they seemed to be they had all these little barriers and obstacles set up, and it was a neat video that they showed, you know, just, you know, team unification. That's what you do a lot of times.
I bet that was fun.
This is the time of year where you really work on unifying, because, again, the 26 Iowa football teams are going to be a lot different than 25 Iowa football teams.
Yeah.
A lot different. So there you go. Got a call, Captain.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
The old Mayor John. Hey, tying in the Hawks with the weather, the renovation of Carver Hawkeye Arena, was there any mention of installing air conditioning as part of the renovations?
No.
No, I've been told it's too expensive. Have you been told that, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I kind of figured, because I think if it been included, they would have prominently said that, but I was hoping maybe it was sneaking in.
No, and I can see why you would hope, but I also see the other side. Most of the games
are not in weather like this.
You don't need air conditioning.
That's right.
But, you know, it hurts your ability to do anything during the summer, really. So, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
But, yeah, I was just told a long time ago that, just like a middle mezzanine, way too much money.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, John.
But, yeah, the middle mezzanine would cost, I was told it would cost more than what the original cost of Carver times 5 just to do. You imagine what that would have been, a major construction. You have to go in there and cut that. And I don't know if you'd be able to get that done during an off-season.
Well, to be air conditioned and that, you know, it's.
That'd be so expensive.
It's, yeah.
Well, and it's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it would be too expensive. Yeah.
And but it is in the ground, so it doesn't get as hot as, you know, it could.
Well, have you been in it during the summer?
No, yes, I have, because I had to take a CPR class there.
It's hot as
it's
crap
hot,
in the summer.
But it was hotter outside.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but it gets really sticky and heavy air in the summer. And
I took a CPR class there, and immediately afterward, as I was leaving and I was going to Stella's to meet Jan, I got a ticket.
So when they had concerts at Carver, I assume it was never in the summer, right?
Would assume so.
Because I don't think I've ever been to a concert at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and there haven't been many, have there?
Haven't been. Well, they had some early on, but they haven't had any in a long time.
Yeah.
When you say early on, like in the early 80s after it came
open?
Yeah,
they had some in the 80s,
Did they have some prominent acts that played at Carver? Because I don't recall any. Okay, yeah, I don't recall any. And I've been here, but I've only been here since 91.
I was on the road, so I'm a poor one to ask.
You can trace it back to a show that I was in attendance at, Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson, where the crowd wrecked the place.
That was at Carver?
And said no more concerts.
What year was that?
Oh, God, in the 90s. It couldn't have been 90s.
No.
Then it must have been before Alford.
Was that the Antichrist?
No, that was Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
That was a different Marilyn Manson show I went to.
Yeah.
But I just remember they wrecked the place. They didn't have any concerts after that.
Yeah, Manson was all pissed off because somebody put a smiley face on his Antichrist.
Oh, is he like a devil worshiper?
Who knows what the hell he is.
I turned you on the other day and you were playing Devil Woman by Cliff Richard. Molly, I think it was, you guys were playing Devil Woman by Chris Richard.
Do we even have that?
I heard it. I don't know. I don't think it was, Hunter. I think it was. Oh, why? Were you playing it? Oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe
yeah, because I yeah, we I, don't was, have it in the.
Maybe it was Sunday. I was in the car, yeah. And it was. I hadn't heard "Devil Woman" by Cliff Richard in years.
Hello.
Hey, back in the late 90s, I think Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, one of the two, they had Elton John play there.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Scope used to be the student-run production. I think it still might be, but much smaller scale.
Yeah.
But
much smaller
they used
scope.
To do some big show.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had some big stuff.
Man, I don't remember that at all. I was living it. Thanks for sure. Yeah. So Elton John played at Carver in the early 2000s?
He did, but again, it was earlier than that.
Hello?
Hey, I saw Paul Simon there. Rhythm of the Saints tour would have been 91 or 92.
Okay.
And I also saw Bob Dylan there.
What year did you see Dylan?
God, it had to have been somewhere between 90 and 93, maybe.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, that's right when I moved up here. Right about when I moved up here. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Could you
really impersonal show.
Could you recognize any song he was playing?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
But no, he came out, man, and it was just like he was just doing it and getting off the stage.
Then he would have been like in his 50s then.
Yeah, he didn't enjoy doing it then. And I mean, we brought him into Davenport at the Adler, and the band was O.C. Smith and Saturday Night Live, but he didn't recognize his. I didn't recognize his songs. He had changed himself so up that I couldn't recognize. I've seen him like maybe five or six times, and half of them he played the hits and you could tell. And half of them he played the hits and you didn't know what the hell they were. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when
All right,
he.
Gentlemen.
Thanks for the call. Yeah,
thank
when,
you.
When he toured with Tom Petty, that changed his whole perspective on touring. And he saw that Tom Petty was having a good time and, doing what he was doing. And it inspired him to actually, that's why he's still performing.
Well, I regret not seeing Tom Petty.
Me
very,
too.
Very much.
That's one of my regrets. And not seeing the Police is a regret, too. Never saw them. No, I didn't have a lot of opportunities. I don't recall the Police playing anywhere around here a ton.
They played at August. We had the Police and we had REM. Augustana College, it must have been 78, maybe.
Okay, I mean, I was 14, so I wasn't, yeah. But, yeah, I don't recall a lot of opportunities to see the Police anywhere in Iowa or anywhere. They would have been a good one.
Hello.
Elton John was at Carver in 1984. I went with my roommate and our girlfriends at the time.
Okay.
Maybe he was there again after that, but 84 for sure.
That was my.
So that I guess it didn't work out with that girlfriend, though, huh?
No. How'd you know?
Because you had the phrase "at the time."
Yes, at the time.
Sorry, man.
How did it work out at the time?
Yeah,
it worked pretty good at the time.
I'm sure that concert may have helped, wouldn't it?
Well, what did you do to ruin the relationship?
We want details.
She was a little too much into the hippie lettuce for me.
Ooh. She liked to party.
She did.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
All right. Hippie lettuce. You're not blazing up.
I like that.
You're not blazing up in here, Wastoid.
Yeah.
So 1984. That was obviously
George Orwell.
42 years ago, Elton John was at Carver. 42 years ago.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Tina Turner was there in 1985.
Oh,
best concert ever.
Oh,
was a private dancer tour.
Yeah, that was when she was really popular. Private Dancer came out.
Oh
yeah, that place was packed and rocking.
She was a great amazing. She was a great just entertainer amazing. Too.
How was the sound?
Oh, and her saxophonist. Oh goodness, you just wanted to jump up and down and I wasn't all that old then, but gosh, it was. Still just burned in my memory how super that was. It was just a great concert. Well,
thanks for sharing.
So let's talk more about the saxophonist that you wanted to jump up on stage.
I didn't say I wanted to jump on him. I just said I wanted to jump up and down. But the place was so packed you couldn't move.
How was the sound?
It was good. The fellow I was with said he couldn't hear for a month after. It was so loud in there.
That's
still
great.
Can't, so.
That's great. All right, thank you.
I know somebody who actually had to walk out of a Boston concert. They said I was going to lose. It was either stay and lose my hearing or.
I had to, and I was backstage, and I had to walk out of Stevie Ray Vaughan at the Paramount.
That wouldn't surprise
me. And I was. Seriously, it was damn loud outside of the Paramount.
Well, I've been told that Boston's concerts were incredible. I never went. Did you ever go to a Boston concert, Suter?
No.
How about you, Hunter? I was told that they were just incredibly loud. Yeah. They had great, you know, speakers. And,
yeah.
And he said their seats weren't that far. And he said, I just couldn't take it. I had to leave.
Well, I actually left the Paramount.
That would suck,
Stevie
though.
Ray Vaughan. And it was like 2 weeks before
he
got killed.
Alpine Valley.
Yeah. But it was terrible. It was ridiculously loud.
Great place to see a concert.
Hello.
Hey, Suter, I saw Tom Petty twice, about 15 years apart, and each time he did a three-hour show with multiple encores, they were great shows.
Oh, neat.
Sure they were.
Yeah, so you really missed out. But, I mean, there's concerts on YouTube and stuff. But one thing I wanted to ask is, you said Marilyn Manson had the Antichrist on stage. What was Licklider doing there?
I like to tie it back into sports.
There you go.
That was a solid call.
We're back on the Hawks, Captain.
Solid call.
Yeah, Tom Petty was great. He opened up for Dylan, but then he played with Dylan.
And he wrote so many songs that everybody's heard of.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just he had a knack for.
Yes, he did.
A lot of those, like Refugee, that's not a favorite song of mine, but it's so popular. I mean,
the damn thing is,
even
you
the
know,
losers.
These people like him or Prince or a lot of people get terrible arthritis from the stinking stages that bounce up and down.
Did either one of those guys die of fentanyl?
No.
Either one did? So. I know they died of overdoses, right?
Yeah.
From painkillers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Opioids, but no, those days, you know, and every other year somebody proposes to Congress to make those stages sound. There's a way, you know, you can do it.
But you know, though, Captain, doesn't that make you even admire Mick Jagger even more, how durable that guy has been? It's incredible.
It is.
I mean, he still runs around. I mean, it's just nuts.
Well, you think of him running around and jumping up and down on stage, and the stage is bouncing and everything.
And he's in his 80s.
Well, but then you think of all the drugs that Keith Richards did that killed, you know, 90% of the rock stars.
But he's stationary on the stage. Mick's all over the place.
I know, but how do you do all those drugs? And
luck of the draw.
Yeah.
He won the...
Oh, the hippie lettuce?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the hippie lettuce is what he did in... during sobriety, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I saw an interview and he said sobriety was beer, wine, and a little bit of weed. That was his sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah. It works.
It's all relative.
It works for him.
I remember him saying, but it wasn't just beer. You got the wine in there, too. He says beer, wine, and weed. That's how he stays sober.
You give me beer, wine, and weed.
Weed, whites, and wine.
Hello.
Yeah, I remember, it was in the late 80s or early 90s, the New Kids on the Block were going to be at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and the concert was supposed to be in the wintertime, but the weather was so bad, they rescheduled it for June or July of the next year. So that was a toaster, but my 12-year-old self was very happy that the New Kids on the Block made it to Iowa City.
Oh, cool.
Thank you for sharing that story.
Hey,
there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're keeping this Hawks centered because it's Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yes.
That's our connection if anyone's wondering, what the hell are these?
Fieldhouse wasn't always comfortable either when they put a...
No.
Saw the Supremes there.
Me too.
Yeah, opening act, Willie, whatever, with the puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And then people booed him. And then the Supremes got pissed off and they wouldn't do an encore. They just got out.
So were there a lot of concerts at the Fieldhouse?
Yes. Yeah.
Were there? Okay.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
Grateful Dead. James Taylor.
Yeah.
You saw Zeppelin, though, at a bar in Iowa City, right?
No, it was at the Union.
Well, wasn't the Union a bar?
No, it was a Memorial Union.
Oh, Memorial Union. Okay, I've actually seen some footage of them playing at like a similar type setting like that at a different college, like at, you know, the... and that was, what, like 1969?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Willie Tyler and Lester. That's what it was.
But you saw them, Tom, at a time when nobody had any idea that they were going to be what they became, right?
Correct.
See, that would have been interesting to see them before. I mean, by the time I have heard of Led Zeppelin, they were huge, you know, well, they were almost done.
And nobody knew the tunes yet.
And you didn't walk away that night thinking, we just saw one of the greatest rock bands ever.
Not at all.
Yeah, you weren't that impressed, if I remember you telling me.
It was loud. Not really.
Were you yelling overrated?
No, because nobody had rated them.
Jimmy Page.
Well, it's like $5 to get in.
If.
I think I thought you said it was $3.
Three, and then if you wanted a better, because I remember the poster.
I mean, trying to pay $3 to see Led Zeppelin play now. And now you believe that same guitarist is one of the best guitarists ever, right?
Yes.
Back then, he was just loud.
Oh, I'm sure he was great then, too. It's just, I like to hear music that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you can say whatever you want to about that, but that's what I like.
Oh, me too. That's why I still listen to the same music I've been listening to for 40 years.
You know, I knew maybe one or two songs that they did. No, they were good.
I mean, at that point, Tom, they probably had only put out Led Zeppelin 1, maybe 2. They both came out in 69.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lot of their own material by that time.
No, but it was mostly their own stuff that they did. But they did a few old blues stuff.
And speaking of your grandson, I looked at him and God, that looks like a young Robert Plant.
He does.
He looks like a young Robert Plant. I was waiting for him to start singing. I'm like, he does look like a young Robert Plant.
Hello.
Hey, back in the day, Q, I think it was Concert for University Entertainment.
Yeah.
They put on some great shows. I mean, I saw The Dead couple times in the field house.
So when you say in the day, are you talking 70s, 60s?
70s,
yeah, late
mostly.
60s, 70s, towards the 80s. You know, Jackson Browne, Allman Brothers a couple times, Boz Gags, Killer Show.
Linda Ronstadt,
yeah. Dr. John and Hot Tuna.
Wow.
I mean, just some great killer shows.
Leon Russell.
And I was at that. Yeah, I didn't see that one. I was at the Stevie Ray one in Cedar Rapids, and that you are right. That was just blistering loud, and I almost...
Could you stay?
I almost walked down. He finally brought it down and sat down and played, but it was painful. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And the only person I've heard like that was Sonny Landreth plays that way, too. It's just so... freaking loud.
It was ridiculous. It seriously was ridiculous, especially for that venue, that small of a venue. I mean, you know, it would have been loud for an amphitheater, but for that small of a venue, I'm surprised the glass doors didn't shatter. Very seriously, it was ridiculous.
But Pat, I saw The Dead in Des Moines with the Wall of Sound. And that was the best concert sound I've heard, you know, even today. You know, now, and everyone's incorporated their parabolic speakers and all that.
Do you remember the year?
Yeah, it was 74.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that at the State Fair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it was, because I think my brother-in-law told me, he saw them at the State Fair and they played for like 6 hours. So they just played all day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was afternoon and they just... It was great. The tapes of that show out there, they're just killer. I mean, this is...
Oh, I've got a ton of Dead bootlegs. I'm not sure if I have that. I do have a couple from... I do have a couple from the Des Moines State Fair they played at, or they did years ago, 50 years
ago. The one drummer Dead was always my favorite, the piano and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, Stevie Ray, just too loud for me. Brilliant player, but way too loud. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I never had a chance to get into. He's a little too bluesy for me. I'm not a huge blues. I know you guys are both pretty big blues fans, aren't you? I don't dislike it, but it's not my favorite.
A little bit goes a long ways for me. That's but I can enjoy it.
What do you like more, sure, blues or jazz? What would you pick?
Blues.
Me too.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, there's so many kinds of blues.
Well, I find jazz boring. You That's know. Just me.
I'm not into the Delta blues thing at all. If it's rock and roll blues.
What about Robert Johnson? I have his 4-disc sound, and I understand what he did was, but almost every song sounds exactly alike.
Well, it does.
There's a lot of the Delta blues does sound like every song.
There's 3-chord turnarounds, almost all of them. Yeah.
But man, so many guitarists start with him.
Hello.
When you read about who is your influence.
Yeah. So I saw the Doobie Brothers in the Field House in the mid 70s.
During their zenith.
And Foreigner was their opening act right when they just started.
Oh, neat.
Wow. Well, that's star studded.
Yeah.
Lou Gramm, Captain.
Yeah. And the fireworks during the Doobie Brothers show that caught the backdrop on fire and were out shooting fire extinguishers up these curtains that went almost all the way up. You know, the stage was down at the armory.
Isn't that how the Great White fires?
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, but in a,
see, that could have been smaller a disaster. Place.
That could have. We're laughing now. Thank God nothing happened. They were able to get it. That could have been bad.
I was headed toward the door.
I'm sure I would have been.
Toward the door, and they just kept singing the whole time through.
Yeah. Wow. Tom Johnson was a jerk.
I thought you were going to say dick.
Dick. Prick.
Good show, guys.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Was that your way of contributing to that?
We're at the Mississippi broadcasting, you know, the Mississippi Jam, and everybody signed a waiver. Hart was there, and everybody's a go. And then right before the show, before their set, he goes, "We don't feel like being broadcast today. So you can unplug it right now." You know,
and did you unplug something?
I unplugged something, but I didn't do that, and I broadcast the damn thing. I got those shows on these gigantic reels.
Are you a big Doobies Brother fan, Suter? Yeah. I never was.
No, I like some of
their,
the
other stuff.
You
no.
like some, yeah.
Like
yeah,
taking yeah. it to the streets with Michael McDonald.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
A good tune.
Yeah,
that is.
No,
good
they
tune.
Had some good tunes. What a Fool Believes. Yeah. I thought that was a really interesting.
What was the other one?
Song.
China Grove.
China Grove, I liked. Yeah. Listen to the music was good.
Yeah, taking it to that's the my streets favorite. Would be my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Hello.
This is Hippie Lettuce again. That story reminded me. After I broke up with Hippie Lettuce Girl, I moved in with some guys that were even bigger potheads, but I didn't realize how big of potheads they were until Tony Brown showed up at our house after playing at Gabe's one night.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now,
I like Tony.
I did too.
Now, is his next call going to be, I moved in with a bunch of crackheads the way this thing's going?
I moved in with a heroin addict.
Yeah.
She was really hot, though.
She was hot, but every day I'd step on the syringes and I had to move out.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Oh, we've kept this, you know, we still got that Hawkeye connection. It is kind of unfortunate that, you know, there's not near the concerts here that we used to have. Iowa City used to be known when you grew up in Des Moines.
Well,
Iowa City is where you went to go to see great concerts. It's not like that anymore. Is that fair to say?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You think it's unfortunate or it's just...
No, it's kind of sad.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah, it's sad. Hello?
Hello. Well, I think the music that they play for basketball and football is way too loud.
Yeah, I know what
you're
saying.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. And a lot of it sucks.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, well, that's true.
Oh, hi.
And to get you back to sports, who's going to win tonight, Spurs or Knicks?
I'm going to say the Knicks, since it's there. I'll go with the Knicks.
Well, they won't have all that interruption.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a normal playoff game, what have you, so we'll see. But I'll tell you, if the Spurs win tonight, man, But again, the Knicks won twice in San Antonio. This
is it 2-1?
It's 2-1 right now with each all the wins on the road.
Yeah.
I forgot that was even on tonight. I'll look forward to watching that. This has been a fun series. And that kid from France, now there's a big controversy out. He didn't have his hand on his heart during the national anthem.
Jesus Christ, their team.
What, the only kid from France?
Yeah. Well, the only, I guess, from what I saw, the two white guys on the team were the only ones that had their hands. So now it's a big controversy. It was all over my Twitter feed. So, you know, some of these propagandists and grifters are saying that they're anti-American. Victor Wembanyama, he's from France. I mean, he stood, he paid his, you know, but they're mad that he didn't have his hand on his heart.
Live with it and shut up.
What people get enraged about these days, it never ends. Sorry to hijack your...
I don't see very many people with their hand on
my
heart.
I don't put mine on my heart. I usually don't.
I take my hat off for sure.
Well, I take my hat off.
Look at the flag.
Yeah, I take my hat off. I stand in respect, you know, and I, you know.
And I think I put my hand over my heart. I don't care.
I rarely have. But that's my choice, and it doesn't make me any less patriotic or, you know, woke or, I mean, I love my country. I mean,
I was so very...
Something to bitch about.
And social media just gives them the platform.
I'm in the going on the stands and sitting down, and the national anthem comes up. I'm sitting there and this is with my old knee, and I'm trying to get up, and I can't. I can't get up. And somebody thought I was taking a knee, because, you know, the big controversy was taking a knee. And I just turned, you know, that I hope the people at the radio station, I said, I can't get up. Help me up. You know?
Well, I don't know how you can take a knee at the Carver Hawkeye.
It wouldn't feel good.
No.
Wouldn't it be hard to take one at Kinnick?
You'd have your mouth in the back end of the other chair.
How are you going to take a knee at Kinnick?
This was a Kinnick. Because I was like that, and I had to lean on the thing ahead of me, the bleacher ahead of me.
But yeah, what people do during that's their business.
Yeah,
I don't pay
100%.
I don't care what other people do.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a good day and blow away in any storm.
Okay.
But there's so many of these talking heads on social media. They make their living on engagements, and they have to find something to cause rage, because then that gets the engagement, and that's how they get paid.
Rage.
But you know, Victor Wembanyama, he's not from here.
No.
And it's not like he was taking a knee, or it's not, you know, he was just standing there. And I don't know. It was just
from France.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we need to.
Oh, that's right. We need to go.
We need to go. I did love the thread, though. All the concerts and
stuff.
Yeah,
no, appreciate the callers. Yeah. And it was Hawkeye related.
100%.
And the Field House.
Yes.
Now, if you want Pat to come in after the auction, send him lots of emails and tweets.
Come in after the auction for what?
Just to come in because you have to.
Well, your auction's from 6 to 10, right?
Ish.
Yeah, sometimes earlier.
Sometimes a little later, depending on how much stuff we have.
You guys will do just fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks to all the callers.
Help us. You'll do just fine without me.
Thanks to the listeners. Appreciate it. Coming up, Tommy Lang and Captain Steve with the police reports. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.